last month after I had the homily and I was out in the courtyard and heard some pretty nice comments, and I was feeling pretty confident in myself. And I saw out of the corner of my eye this one little girl, couldn't have been 8 or 9 years old, and she come running, "Deacon Jim, Deacon Jim." She had a dollar bill in her hand. And I said, "Is this for me?" And she says, "Yes. My daddy says you're a poor preacher." Today's gospel is often referred to as the lost and found gospel. Have you ever lost something very valuable to you and then have the joy of finding it and celebrating? My wife and I had this taste of this when we were raising our children. It was the Christmas season of 1988, and my wife, our three small children, and I were doing some Christmas shopping at a very crowded mall in Michigan. It was wall-to-wall people, and it was just absolutely crazy. So we went into a store together called The Great Divide, because half of the store was Michigan, and the other half was Michigan State. And even the carpet, part of it was maize and blue, part was green and white, and one son wouldn't step here, one son wouldn't step there. And we were a very divided household, because our daughter loved Michigan State, one of the twins loved Michigan, and the other one loved Notre Dame. Go figure. So while we're in the store, my wife and I did the usual head count, and we came up one short. I thought that she had one of the twins, and she thought that I did. And after looking around the store, which again was just jam-packed, we came up with one of the twins missing. Panic set in, and we grabbed our daughter and the other twin and frantically walked out into the crowded mall. And I can remember my wife screaming to me, "Find him." And without even thinking, we handed our two small children over to a stranger working at a kiosk in the middle of the mall. My wife went one way, and I went the other. Now, this was not very long after the abduction and the killing of little Adam Walsh in a Sears store in a mall. And of course, that thought came to my mind. I ran as fast as I could down the halls, screaming out his name as loud as I could. And after getting close to the very end, I turned back, knowing that my wife had already found him. But as I got back close to the Great Divide, I could hear her screaming his name out. And I will never forget the frightful look on her face when she realized that I didn't have him either. It had been about 15 or 20 minutes now, and you can only imagine the thoughts that were going through our minds. I took off again, asking everyone to call security as I frantically ran, scanning every store and screaming his name out as loud as I could. And again, I came to the end of the mall, to the Anchor store, and I just broke down sobbing, thinking that my son had been abducted and lost forever. I will never forget that feeling. But just then a lady ran up to me and asked me if I was looking for my son. And to my answered prayer, she said, "It's okay, I have him." Long story short, when we went into the Great Divide, he just kept going and ended up about 8 or 9 stores down the end of the mall. And when he realized it, he started crying. And the lady at the store grabbed him, sat him down, and called security. Thank God. When I made eye contact with him, he burst into tears and asked if he was in trouble. But I'm here to tell you that nothing mattered to me more in life at that moment than the safe return of my son. And I now know that is how Jesus feels when someone is lost and returns to him. I can still remember the look on my wife's face and how overjoyed and relieved she was when I placed him in her arms and she hugged him so tightly and thanked God. And we actually said a prayer of thanksgiving right there in the middle of the mall. And then it dawned on us that we had left our two other kids with complete strangers. What great parents are we? We didn't even think about that. We just left them and we went out looking for our son. And that is what Jesus tells us today, that he will leave the 99 just for you and come looking for you too when you stray away from him or when you feel lost. That's how awesome our God is. Jesus tells us three parables in today's gospel, and all three parables depict that God is always seeking us out, that he never, ever gives up on us, and that we all matter greatly to him. And I also think that this is clearly a call to repentance and to never doubt God's love and his readiness to forgive you. God is waiting for us, just like the farmer, just like the father in today's parable, always with open arms, ready to welcome us home. In today's gospel, Jesus was really chastising the scribes and the Pharisees for not seeking out the lost, but for excluding them. And instead, they were imposing heavy rules and regulations and burdens on the people. They were making them to feel like outcasts and that they were unworthy of God's love. Though Jesus is readjusting their theology, and he is teaching them, and he's teaching each one of us here today, that God never avoids those who have gone astray, but that he really loves them, that he actively searches for them, and he always welcomes them back, no matter what. Now, we do not want to make the same mistakes as the leaders in the synagogue of Jesus' day. They believed that the way to please God and to make it to heaven was by meticulously following a long list of religious rules and regulations, but their hearts were far away from God. Our God is not a God of rules and regulations, but a God who wants our hearts, and he wants to give us hope. And most of all, he wants to give us salvation. Here in our own church, we want everyone to feel welcomed, loved, and cared for, and comfortable and confident in your faith. We want people to grow spiritually and to come closer to God. But most of all, we want those who feel unlovable to know and to feel how much God loves and cares just for you, and that he will leave the 99 just for you, and he will rejoice when we turn from our ways that do not help us become the best version of ourselves. And when everyone else gives up on us, Jesus never does, and he never will, and he will always welcome us home when we turn our hearts back to him. When we feel lost, and don't we all feel lost at some point in our life, when we're afraid, feeling abandoned, and feeling betrayed, we need to run to him and not away from him. And that's when we'll feel the love of Christ like we've never felt before. Yes, the church leaders of Jesus' day missed that point, and we do not want to repeat that same mistake. We are all called to actively seek out all of those who are lost and missing from our community, and we are to invite them back again and again and again, and we are to walk with them on this journey and letting them know that we are incomplete here without them. When is the last time that you've invited anyone to come to Mass with you or showed some interest in someone that you know who has fallen away from the church? And maybe with this week we can think about that and we can invite them back and we can walk with them. Every church that belongs to God welcomes everyone and is a hospital for the hurting. It's not a museum for dead saints. It's a place of refuge. It's a place of healing. It's a place of love and acceptance. And most of all, it's a place of forgiveness, a place to find family and friends and other believers and finding someone to walk with. We never, ever have to walk this journey alone. Everyone is welcome among us, no matter what condition you are in spiritually. And we are never here to condemn anyone, nor judge, nor point out your sins or your failures. I just wish I had time to share with you some of mine, because that list is very long. our goal, our mission. And that's what Jesus is telling us today in this parable, and that we are here to point you to the Holy One who wants to forgive you, who wants to have a relationship with you, and who wants to spend eternity with you. He wants to give you an abundant, healthy life, one full of hope. And that's the one thing that I just pray that everybody walks away from today, filled with hope for the love of our God, and that he will always welcome us home. Today, Jesus is searching just for you. Yes, the one who needs forgiveness, the ones who are hurt by sin and maybe have made some mistakes or poor choices in their life. God, our Father, is waiting for you, like the Father in the parable today, with open arms. And he will always take you back, no matter what. And he will rejoice with all the angels in heaven and say to you, welcome home.